The International Day for the Eradication of Poverty may not mean much if you live in a slum. And an inclusive society certainly isn't one which condemns some people to live amongst piles of rubbish and open sewers. However, one project in Nairobi is trying to empower communities to do something proactive about the poverty they live in. University Mtaani, or Slum University, is about bringing education to the slum, enabling people who dropped out of school and who can't afford further studies. The focus here is on civic education. The courses have been running for 5 years now. It currently has more than 50 students enrolled and is operating out of the Kariobangi area of Nairobi. We spoke to Jonas Zinakuyauvi from Tangaza University College, who runs the program. He says the people actually started calling it Slum University, so that's what it became known as.
It's a kind of, call it a name that we have given it, because it's not a university. It's an outreach program of Tangaza University College, but it's because of the nature of it, that is why the people themselves call it University Mtaani. That is the university within the slum. It's the first time a university takes the step to go towards the people where people live and offer them education. So the basic concept of University Mtaani is taking the higher education close to people where they are, so that education can be linked to the reality in which people live.
What subjects do you teach? What qualifications can these students get?
The qualification is a diploma in civic education and development. This diploma is made in a way that gives students competencies to be able to address issues that they wrestle with in the informal settlement. And they become like the leaders of those communities, helping the communities to address some of the poverty issues that they are dealing with. We give them skills on how to mobilize communities and how to help the community to answer to their own problems. So the different, there are development courses, there are courses related to peace and security, there are courses related to self-growth and self-awareness, and courses related to leadership, you know, and communication. So those are the different courses that we give them.
Why do you think providing education in these settings is so important?
Education is key in addressing issues of poverty. If we really want transformation in the slum, then we need to provide the leaders of those communities with education. And education that unlocks the potential of the communities to see things in a different way. I think we are accustomed to the situation where you have a group of people, NGOs, organizations who come in and try to dictate to people the type of development that, you know, will solve their problem. It doesn't work. It necessarily does not work. But if you are able to educate the people, give them the competency, the skills that they need to address their own problem, then I think you have the solution for poverty.
What contribution do you think this makes to getting rid of poverty?
The impact we have seen so far is that there is a new consciousness in the people. When they go to their community, they discuss their issues. It's kind of opened the eyes of the communities to see, oh, we have been dealing with this, fighting this problem. Now we know we have within us the potential to be able to address it. In terms of students, we have students who finish and then graduated and moved to do degree program, you know, so that is success. We have students who finish, they were absorbed by organization. Students who finished the program and started initiatives within their communities. We have seen the impact is when you help the community to understand their issue and challenge them to unlock their potential to solve their problem, you create a greater impact. That is what we have seen with this program.
Jonas Zinakuyauvi there from Tangaza University College, part of the Catholic University of East Africa. The program offered by University Mtaani certainly fits into the theme of inclusive societies, and it's hoped goes some way to helping to eradicate extreme poverty.